Welcome to Food Navigator USA's Soup to Nuts podcast with Elizabeth Crawford, where I dish with trendsetters, tastemakers, and industry experts about everything from emerging trends to regulatory pressures to marketing strategies. Despite buckwheat's status as a superfood staple in many parts of the world, including as the base for soba noodles in Japan and kasha in Ukraine, the protein and fiber-packed pyramid-shaped seeds have struggled to secure a stable spot in the U.S. diet. Until now. A handful of innovative entrepreneurs using buckwheat in a wide range of products, from plant-based milk and granola to bread, crackers, and crisps, are banding together to drive U.S. consumer awareness and demand for the seed, which, despite its name, is not a type of wheat or even a grain. Rather, as a seed, it is naturally gluten-free and, according to several startups using it, is more nutritious than many of the gluten-free flours currently used. The group also is working closely with farmers to scale supply of the crop, which offers many environmental benefits, including as a cover crop that hosts nitrogen-fixing bacteria, has abundant fine roots that can loosen up topsoil and help condition the land for preceding crops, and which thrives in poor soil. With so much going on for buckwheat, the seed earned a coveted spot on Whole Foods Market's list of top 10 food trends for 2024, as well as on trend spotting lists published earlier this year by Today and the New York Times. In this episode of Food Navigator USA's Soup to Nuts podcast, buckwheat champions BAM, For Good Granola, and Better with Buckwheat share what they love about the seed and how they're using it to win over more American consumers, retailers, and farmers. They also discuss how the seed can improve the health of people and the planet. The tight-knit group of entrepreneurs who spoke with Food Navigator USA at Natural Products Expo West also outline how they're working together to address several challenges that threaten to hold buckwheat back and where they see untapped potential. As one of the world's first domesticated crops, buckwheat has a rich history in diets around the world. But according to Better with Buckwheat CEO Louis Goldstein, it has yet to break into mainstream U.S. culture, in part because until recently, it was not easily available in convenient, nutritious products that also taste good.
People are aware of buckwheat. It's the second most, in the United States, it has the second highest awareness behind quinoa. They're aware of it, but they don't know a lot about it. People have an image of their grandmother made buckwheat pancakes and they liked them or they didn't like them. So there's an awareness of buckwheat, and now it's our job to educate. Buckwheat has been around for 8,000 years. It's called buckwheat probably because someone 8,000 years ago looked at it and said, well, it looks like wheat, so call it buckwheat. But buckwheat in Russia, people eat 34 pounds per person per capita. In the Ukraine, it's 22 pounds per person per capita. The biggest importing countries are Japan, Italy, France, and Spain. So buckwheat has been a core part of the diet of many parts of this world because of its nutritional value and because of its taste. It has never been brought to the United States in really delicious products that someone can buy off the shelf and feed their family and feel good about what they're giving.
Goldstein added that Better with Buckwheat is trying to fill the void with a range of craveable crackers and crisps that are sweet and savory and which appeal not only to the gluten-free dieters who may have limited choices, but all consumers, including picky children and sophisticated adult foodies.
Better with Buckwheat, this company started out as Maine Crisp. Maine Crisp was the dream of Karen Getz, our founder and chief product officer. She was an award-winning cheesemaker, and she couldn't find a gluten-free cracker that she thought was as good as her cheese. So she's like, I'm going to make one. On a trip to far northern Maine, right near the Canadian border, with her husband, who worked for a company I was at Organic Valley, they stumbled upon a buckwheat cross, and they met the Bouchards that are sixth generation farmers that grow tartary buckwheat in northern Maine. So that's what started Maine Crisp. And we now are growing Maine Crisp to be under the banner of Better with Buckwheat. Because our goal is to be a buckwheat-based snack company. And so Maine Crisp will be always be the queen of the ball, Better with Buckwheat allows us to go into other types of crackers, other types of baked goods, other types of delicious things that we could bake that buckwheat would enhance the taste and would enhance what's available to consumers. Gluten-free is often an entry point for people. And so the gluten-free consumer often may be the one who tries it, really loves it, and then uses and tells her friends. So we use a lot of things like fruits and nuts and spices to complement the buckwheat, because yes, alone it's bitter, but with the right ingredients, it becomes a full-flavored experience. So that bitterness moves to a full-flavored experience. So we use things like our savory fig and thyme as our number one selling crisp. We have our newest one is olive and za'atar. So those flavors of the olive and the za'atar mix will balance out the bitterness of the buckwheat. In our new snacking crackers, the sea salt and the onion and the garlic, those will, again, balance out the buckwheat, or rosemary that balances it out.
The complex taste profile of buckwheat, along with its ability to play well with a wide range of flavors, was what attracted chief and founder for Good Granola, Kylie Fields, to use the seed as a star ingredient in her new line of granolas. As a chef by trade, Fields also notes that the texture of buckwheat helps set it apart from other more traditional ingredients, like oats and other seeds, like chia.
First and foremost, buckwheat makes, from a flavor profile, just crazy different. I'm a chef by trade. It's kind of how I'm super familiar with buckwheat, right, from a taste and texture perspective. The elements that it takes on when it's slowly roasted is just a complexity upon itself, right? Something that I feel I can't achieve with other seeds or grains. You don't get any bitterness. You get a real kind of long flavor story in what you taste, and then the texture is just out of this world. Buckwheat is like the superstar, right? So that's the seed is the most amazing. You know, you work in the world of heat and technique, and there's nuts and there's seeds and there's grains that you add different temperatures to, and it kills the ingredient, right? So like chia would become a little more bitter. Nuts obviously have a very fine line of how that fat kind of interacts with heat. Buckwheat is amazing that it like gets this beautiful crispiness. It holds up well. So someone who's using it in their yogurt, we've used the smoky pineapple for overnight groats, right? It adds and maintains a texture. I go back to this a lot. I don't want to be in the anti-oat category, but that you just can't achieve with oats. It's a clean texture that doesn't stay on your tongue and coat your mouth. It clears because it's a seed. So you don't have a residual aftertaste, as we might call it, on the palate, which is so nice. It leaves a real fresh kind of crisp finish with the texture. It takes on a nutty profile when it's roasted. It adds a little bit more complexity. So I would say if you taste even our simplest variety as original blend, you know there's some almonds in there, you pick that up and you're trying to pinpoint what that other nuttiness is, and that's the buckwheat.
With buckwheat as her canvas, Fields is pushing the envelope for what granola can be and how it's consumed.
So from a flavor profile perspective, I'll start with our youngest, so original blend, which doesn't sound super flavor forward. So that's a little bit of, but a beautiful kind of low sugar we use in addition to buckwheat, some amaranth, almonds, chia seeds. So you're very, a little bit more traditional spin from that nutrient-rich perspective. But then it's got a real nice salt finish. So that one is kind of our introduction. It's we were Startup CPG 2022 Shelfie winner for original blend, and we also won a gold for Sophie's for that one, so that was super exciting. Cranberry spice, a little bit more like chai spice inspired. You get some cardamom, anise, star anise. There's these beautiful cranberry seeds in there, which are a real cool upcycled ingredient. Smoky pineapple in the pocket of one of my favorites. So real mellow smoke notes that you'll get from a Spanish smoked paprika, a little bit of hickory in there. Great on charred Brussels sprouts. Asian-inspired lettuce wraps, so lots of versatility in that. Avocado toast, peanut butter toast. Sweet curry is our latest flavor, probably the most flavor-forward, but a real nice challenge relative to how do we bring curry to granola without it being overwhelming. So you get a real nice warm curry spices up front, boost of coconut, a little bit of orange, and then on the back end, a real subtle black pepper finish. So definitely a flavor story on that one. And chocolate chili. So that one picked up a Best New Product by Specialty Food Association, the Sophie's. So real nice sweep of the category for us. And that one, we use Guajillo in there. Real cool how it hits your palate. So once everything kind of clears, you get it on the back of your tongue, which is beautiful, kind of allows you to pick up the chocolate along the way, not needing to do heavy sweetener in it. We use maple syrup in that one. Because Guajillo works so differently on your tongue, you're not trying to mellow that intensity of heat, right? It just kind of lingers and makes you want to go in for a little bit more. We just launched a pairing guide, which basically kind of shares how do you utilize this in breakfast, maybe something sweet, something savory, even as far as what's a great pairing for a beer or a cocktail. So smoky pineapple is kind of where we started with that. It's an awesome bar stack. So think beers, bourbons, margaritas, right? We use maple syrup in that one. It's also vegan, which is super cool. And we use puff sorghum in a couple of our varieties, which gives it a little bit kind of more airy, snack-like texture. Mm-hmm. And then aids in that kind of versatility. As a chef by trade, I feel like that idea of bringing a single ingredient and really elevating a recipe or a dish. So we drop recipes every couple weeks on how you can use it. So our biggest downloaded or most downloaded recipe was a kale, sweet potato, and blueberry salad with our original blend.
As important as taste and convenience are in creating successful CPGs, buckwheat can also help brands tap into emerging trends and consumer priorities, including, according to the CEO and founder of plant-based milk brand BAM, Paige Hansen, a rising demand for climate-friendly foods.
BAM is the first plant-based milk made from buckwheat available in the U.S. And BAM stands for Because Agriculture Matters. Really, my intention is to have a subtle, friendly reminder that nearly everything, I think the actual number is 95% of what we eat and drink, comes from the soil. And I really believe there's a very deep connection between our personal health and our environmental health. And that really does start with how food is grown and the health of the soil. And so it's really about supporting farmers who support our soil is the essence of my mission. And plainly stated, it's to get more climate smart crops into your favorite food and beverage products. And buckwheat has been deemed a climate smart crop by USDA. Buckwheat has just this incredible root structure. It's a phosphorus scavenger. It's a pollinator friendly crop. Anecdotally, the farmers I've talked to want to grow more of it simply because of the benefits it has for the soil. The word climate smart or climate friendly, the phrase rather, is a good one to just indicate, hey, this is a crop that does something above and beyond, whether it be carbon sequestration, pollinator friendly, whatever that benefit is, that there's something there to this. And, you know, the onus is on brands and partly on consumers to do their due diligence and dig into what those benefits are. But I think what's exciting to me is that there are so many crops that have other benefits. And I think there's no single silver bullet that's going to help us, you know, solve all of the problems that climate change has caused. But we have to start taking steps in the right direction. That's really what I'm a proponent for, is looking at solutions. And part of that can come from agriculture and selecting different crops to use as main ingredients.
So explaining climate smart crops or regenerative agriculture to consumers is a heavy lift, but also an important task for CPG brands. And Hansen does it with illustrations and simple call-outs on the packaging of her plant-based milk.
On my bottles, I have soil on the bottom of my label, and I have the root structure of buckwheat, and I have that buckwheat is a flower, and I show the seeds. So I think that storytelling for brands can be both visual and, you know, the words and phrases you use on pack, on your website, on social media. I think that, honestly, leaning on media partners to try to communicate, you know, hey, this is something that we're all trying to work toward clearly defining and really explaining, but we're also figuring out all of the benefits of climate smart, of regenerative, and the measurability that goes along with that. So to me, I feel I'm at the early stage of understanding how best to communicate to the consumer about buckwheat. I mean, just its name alone, that it's buckwheat and it's a seed, not a wheat. That's had its own opportunities and challenges to explain to people that it's naturally gluten-free. And then I think with, you know, going through the certification process to be regenerative, that will help. I think that seal gives a confidence and an understanding. But also, you know, the storytelling along the way that, hey, this is a crop that has so many amazing benefits, not just for the soil and for the environment, but also for your personal health. So I'm really focused, I think, on that intersection between personal and environmental health.
For example, Hansen notes that buckwheat offers significant health benefits for people beyond being gluten-free.
Well, all plants have amino acids and are sources of protein. And I think that buckwheat in particular has a high amino acid profile. And that's a great thing because it means that, you know, it is a complete source of plant-based protein. Many plants are complete sources of protein depending on, you know, their amino acid profile. This is very sciencey and deep. And so what I try to communicate to consumers is, and I have on the front of pack, that it's a complete protein. I think the biggest thing with BAM, buckwheat milk, is that we have 4 grams of protein per cup. And a lot of plant-based milks on the market can have, you know, maybe 1 to 2 grams. There are some great products out there that do have more, and that's fantastic. But one of our SKUs, our extra creamy buckwheat milk, has 8 grams of protein in a cup. And that has quickly become our top-selling SKU option. And I think it is because people are looking for more protein without having to use protein powder. So a major use case for BAM and other plant-based milks is smoothies or putting it in coffee. So to have a minimum of 4 grams of protein per cup is a differentiator in this space where a lot of plant-based milks don't have that.
Hansen notes that buckwheat is also nutrient-dense. So according to Harvard Medical School, which featured buckwheat as its grain of the month last April, the seed is high in fiber, which could help lower cholesterol levels and manage glucose. It also has several minerals and rutin, which is a compound that may make blood vessels stronger and more flexible. Hansen adds that buckwheat's status as a relatively rare ingredient in the U.S. diet also is driving its appeal among consumers who want to diversify what they eat.
The things that have attracted people to my product with buckwheat are that it's a seed, it's not a wheat. They like that it's not a nut, just to have some sort of diversity. And I think a lot of it, you know, almonds are great for you. Oats have nutritional benefits. I think that buckwheat is another source of a strong plant-based ingredient that has a lot of different minerals and amino acids and nutrients that other crops don't have. And so it's really about that diversity of diet that make it, I think, a compelling reason to incorporate something new into your diet that isn't as widely available, perhaps, as ingredients like almonds and oats, which are very widely available for good reason.
Buckwheat also is a signature ingredient in a line of breads and baked goods by Liv Pacha, Clusterbuck's grain-free, gut-friendly granola clusters, Big Green Organic Foods line of buckwheat pasta, Little Buck's sprouted buckwheat groats cereal, and a growing number of other products across categories, underscoring its versatility and long-term potential. With that, we've reached the end of another episode of Food Navigator USA's Soup to Nuts podcast. I hope that you'll join me again next week for another installment. And to ensure that you remember, I encourage you to subscribe. Until next time, this is Elizabeth Crawford, wishing you a productive, profitable, and safe week.